And welcome everybody to Throwback Thursday here on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I have decided to do one of my all-time favorite bands, and that is Queen. And I've kind of just picked a variety of tunes from them, some of them a little less well-known than others. And the first two I have for you guys, the first one's going to be Another One Bites the Dust, and that will be followed by I Want to Break Free. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah. by my side.
Welcome back, everybody. So if you are just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I decided to do one of my all-time favorite bands, and that is Queen. And those first two tunes, the first one you heard was Another One Bites the Dust, and some fun facts about it. Another One Bites the Dust comes from Queen's eighth studio album, The Game, which was released in the year 1980. And the song became a worldwide hit, charting to number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks. And it spent 15 weeks in the Billboard Top 10 and 31 weeks on the chart in total. Additionally, the song is credited as Queen's best-selling single with sales of over 7 million copies. So moving along, that second tune you heard was I Want to Break Free. And I Want to Break Free comes from the 1984 album The Works, and the song actually has three separate versions, the album version, the single version, and an extended mix, which includes almost an additional full 4 minutes from the album version of the song. And the version I played for you guys was the single version. And I Want to Break Free is largely known for its music video, which features the members of Queen dressed in women's clothing. And the idea was to parody the long-running ITV soap opera Coronation Street. It's a British television soap opera. And while the parody was a success in the UK, it was considered controversial in the US and banned by MTV and many other popular stations. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one will be Killer Queen, and that will be followed by Somebody to Love. So I hope you guys enjoy.
She keeps them away, Shonda. In a pretty cabinet, Anthony Cage, she says, just like Marie Antoinette, a building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy, at any time, an invitation you can't take. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. To blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Little man from China, but down to get your mind up. That way, perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Forgot she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, you're absolutely dry. She's trying to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine,
Somebody to love.
And welcome back to Throwback Thursday. Those last two tunes, the first one was Killer Queen, and some fun facts about it. Killer Queen comes from Queen's third album, Sheer Heart Attack, which was released in the year 1974. The song was the band's first big international hit, reaching number 2 in the UK and becoming the band's first US hit, peaking at number 12. And the song is actually about a high-class call girl and is characterized by a vaudeville sound. And that second tune you heard was Somebody to Love, and that comes from the 1976 album A Day at the Races. It reached number 2 in the UK and number 13 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it was written solely by Freddie Mercury and makes use of a gospel choir sound. And multi-tracking of both Mercury, Brian May, and Roger Taylor's voices was used to create the impression of a 100-piece gospel choir. And me personally, the first time I actually heard this song was in the movie from 2004, Ella Enchanted, in which the song is covered by actress Anne Hathaway. So moving right along with Queen, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one will be Lazing on a Sunday Afternoon, and that will be followed by Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy. So I hope you guys enjoy.
All right. just hold on tight. That's because I'm a good old-fashioned lover boy.
And welcome back, everybody. If you are just now tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I've decided to do the band Queen. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Lazing on a Sunday Afternoon, and that is perhaps one of the lesser-known hits by Queen, and it is only a minute and 7 seconds long. So Lazing on a Sunday Afternoon comes from Queen's fourth album, A Night at the Opera, which was released in the year 1975, and it is one of the five contributions written solely by Freddie Mercury on that album. It is also one of Queen's shortest songs, lasting just over a minute, and its lead vocal was sung in the studio and reproduced through headphones in a tin bucket in the studio. So, like, to kind of get that grainy record player sound to it. And that second song you heard was Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy. Again, maybe kind of one of those lesser known tunes by Queen. Definitely one of my favorites, though. And Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy is the third single from the 1976 album, A Day at the Races. It is one of several British music hall inspired songs from the album. And Mercury commented that he wrote the song while in a ragtime mood. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one is going to be Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and that will be followed by Bicycle Race. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Superman. All I wanna do is bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I say Kane.
You say John.
I say Wayne.
Hot dog.
I say Cola Man. I don't want to be the president of America.
I say Smile.
I say Cheese.
Cartier.
I say Please.
Income tax.
I say Jesus. I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. Cause all I want to do is
ice.
And welcome back, everybody. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and that comes from the 1980 album The Game. And the song peaked at number 2 on the UK singles chart and was the band's first number 1 single on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart and remained there for 4 consecutive weeks. And the song was written by Mercury as a tribute to Elvis Presley, and in an interview with Roger Taylor, Taylor said that Mercury wrote the tune in just 10 minutes while lounging in a bath in the Bayerischer Hof Hotel in Munich, Germany. Man, that's kind of incredible. 10 minutes. I wish I could do that. And the second tune you heard was Bicycle Race, and that comes from the 1978 album Jazz and was written by Freddie Mercury. It was initially released as a part of a double A-side single together with the song Fat Bottom Girls. And the song is well known for its controversial music video, which featured a bicycle race with nude women at Wimbledon Stadium. In many countries, the video was either edited or even banned. And Mercury was inspired to write the song after watching the 18th stage of the 1978 Tour de France. And one final fun fact, Brian May claims that the song was not an autobiographical portrait of Mercury, and that Mercury did not particularly fancy bicycling, and, despite the lyrics, Freddie Mercury was indeed a Star Wars fan. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one will be Now I'm Here, and that will be followed by Seaside Rendezvous. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here I stand. Look around, 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 around. Won't see. Now I'm here. Now I'm there.
Just a new man. You should make me live again. stay around, 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 around,
around. Down in the city, just to you and me.
Welcome back, everybody. So if you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I decided to do one of my favorite bands, and that is Queen. So that first tune you heard was Now I'm Here, and that comes from the band's third album, Sheer Heart Attack, which was released in the year 1974. Now I'm Here reached number 11 on the UK charts and became a live favorite for the band, being performed at virtually every concert from late 1974 until the band's final tour in 1986. And that second tune you heard was perhaps a lesser-known one from Queen, but definitely one of my favorites, and that was Seaside Rendezvous. And that is the seventh track from Queen's fourth album, A Night at the Opera, which was released in 1975. And the song was written by Freddie Mercury under his vaudeville British music hall influence. And it is perhaps best known for its musical bridge section, which was performed entirely by Freddie Mercury and Roger Taylor using their voices alone. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one will be Don't Stop Me Now, and that will be followed by My Melancholy Blues. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world, I'm turning inside out, yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so
good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
now. Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Yeah. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload.
Thank you. vulture come into my enclosure and meet my melancholy blues.
And welcome back, everybody. So that first tune you heard was Don't Stop Me Now, and that comes from the 1978 Queen album Jazz. And an electronics company by the name of Alba conducted a survey of 2,000 UK residents, and the survey asked participants to name their favorite uplifting song, and Don't Stop Me Now was the most commonly said. And the song has also been featured in a number of popular television programs, including the BBC miniseries Blackpool, Top Gear, American Dad, Doctor Who, and it has also been in films such as Shaun of the Dead from 2004 and 2016's Deadpool. And that is my personal favorite Queen song. It's just such a good one. And the next tune you heard was My Melancholy Blues, and perhaps that is a lesser-known Queen tune, but it's a really great one. And My Melancholy Blues is the final track from Queen's 1977 album News of the World. The song was composed by Freddie Mercury and features no backing vocals or guitars. And despite its title, the song is more related to the genre of jazz than it is of blues. So the last two tunes I have for you guys are perhaps two of the most popular Queen tunes. The first one will be We Will Rock You, and that will be followed by Bohemian Rhapsody. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place. We will rock you. Sing it. We will rock you. Everybody, we will rock you.
Life it just
Welcome back, everybody. So this has been Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week, I've been doing the music of Queen. And those last two tunes, the first one was We Will Rock You, and that comes from the 1977 album News of the World. And it is ranked as number 330 on Rolling Stone magazine's The 500 Greatest Songs of All Time and has been inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. And other than the last 30 seconds containing a guitar solo from Brian May, the song is set in an a cappella form using only stomping and clapping as the rhythmic body and percussion beat. And since its initial release, We Will Rock You has become a popular stadium anthem for a number of sporting events. And that last tune you heard was Bohemian Rhapsody, and it was written solely by Freddie Mercury and appears on Queen's 1975 album A Night at the Opera. It is a nearly 6-minute long suite featuring several sections without a chorus, including an intro, a ballad segment, an operatic passage, a hard rock passage, and a reflective coda. It was an immediate commercial success in the UK and has since become the third best-selling single of all time in the UK. And one fun fact about the tune, it is often used as a recommended song to test out new headphones and speakers. Because of its a cappella singing, soft piano music, face-melting guitar riffs, and booming bass, and there are over 180 separate overdubs in this song, and it has constant changes to the decibel level and tempo, and a continual back and forth between left and right speaker outputs. And all of those factors make it a great tune for testing new headphones and speakers. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this week's theme of Queen, and I hope you guys can tune in to next week's Throwback Thursday. Thank you for tuning in. This is Hannah Blevins signing off.